One, of course, we welcome the arrest of the members of parliament, and the arrests come at the back here of the address by the president, being the State of the Nation address, that he had the information about a racket of corrupt officials at parliament and in the Ministry of Finance. So the developments are welcome, but what we should remember is that, one, we have had so many scandals that start quite well, with arrests, with investigations, but often they end, in incomplete, not in any conviction and not in any recoveries, they end in total disappointment. And this has happened before. But also, we should know that the racket is much bigger. The officials in the Ministry of Finance, the officials at Parliament, who have had allegations of involvement in terms of the other technical staff at Parliament, we have had allegations against the Speaker of Parliament and members of the Commission, but we're only seeing a few individuals being arrested and taken to court after today.
Well, some supporters of the NRM are saying that the president appears to be serious about his renewed call for war on corruption.
Of course, we do welcome the developments and his commitment, beginning with the members of parliament. But what I'm saying is that from precedents, from history, it has shown that in most corruption cases, we usually have a few sacrificial lambs that they will be arrested and taken to court to bring to the public that the president is serious about corruption. Yet the other high-ranking officials don't come out. Parliament is headed by the speaker, and there have been allegations against the speaker, have the deputy speaker, we have the parliament commission, we have the budget committee, but we also have Minister of Finance involved in this, and the permanent secretary, we have the ministers, and have other high-ranking officials. So the question is, why only three members of parliament who don't seem to be senior, even in parliament? So I think it goes back to the whole question of selective prostitution of individuals, and often the high-ranking officials going unpunished. So we have seen this before, and most likely it is playing out again. So much as we welcome the development, but we are also a little bit pessimistic in terms of the caliber of the officials that have been arrested and tried to court.
So for anti-corruption activists, what specifically do you want to see that you will appreciate the renewed commitment of the president or his administration in the fight against corruption?
There are several high-ranking officials that have been mentioned in these rockets at the Ministry of Finance and at Parliament, including the Speaker of Parliament and the Parliament members of the Parliamentary Commission. They have been mentioned in several corruption scandals. We want to see them also being investigated and brought to book. Because the challenge here has been selective prosecution. We want to see fairness in all of this. We want all the officials, including high-ranking officials who are involved in corruption, who have been allegedly involved in corruption, we want to see all of them investigated and prosecuted in court so far.
What are your expectations of how things will pan out, if you may?
I think, this is not a new script. The same script has been used before. That they will, of course, be arrested, likely arrested. Today, they are being charged in court. And, of course, after some time, either today or another day, they will be granted bail, and they will be out on bail, and they will retain their offices. They are going to remain as members of parliament. And then, of course, the case will go on. You know, hard cases going on for 2 to 3 years, sometimes 4 or 5 years, and they can also appeal in case they are not satisfied with the decision. So that will take you like another 5 years. So probably the case will take 5 to 10 years before being determined. And like in most cases, like for the politicians, most of them have been acquitted in the long run. They have been acquitted and they haven't really served in time in jail. So there is nothing much really to be optimistic about right now, because it is the same script that they have taken to court and charged. They're given bail, and then the cases drag on forever and ever. And in the end, they're acquitted.